Party.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies and love toward us. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Father, for your provisions and interventions. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for destroying the works of darkness, even the plans of the enemy concerning us. Thank you for destroying their works. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the battles that were too strong for us to conquer, that you fought for us and made us victorious. Thank you, Father. We are grateful, Lord, for breaking the yokes of darkness upon us into pieces. Thank you for breaking into pieces the chains of darkness, the chains of slavery in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors for us. Thank you for giving us new opportunities through which we can rise to fulfill our callings and destinies in the earth. Thank you, Father. Thank you for sending the right people into our lives. Thank you for giving us the destiny helpers and partners. Thank you, Father. We praise forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for turning our sorrows into joy. Thank you for turning our darkness into light. Thank you for turning our shame into glory. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for our prayers that you have answered. We thank you for equipping us with strength in so much that we now overcome all weaknesses and temptations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We are grateful for a new beginning that is happening to us right now. We are grateful, Lord, for a new glory that you have prepared for us. Yes, you have set before us a new glory. And You are going to take us into that glory very shortly. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your faithful commitment to this ministry. We thank you for all the things you are doing in our lives. We thank you for making our lives beautiful. Thank you, Father. We thank you for our problems that you have solved. We thank you for the things that were damaged by the enemy in our lives that you have fixed. Thank you, Father. We are here this hour to seek your face, oh Lord. We are here to call upon your name. We are here because we trust in your power. Because we trust in your name. Oh Lord, visit us in Jesus' name. Visit us, Father. Answer our prayers again. Bless us again. Help us again as we pray. Have your way in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is powerful. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. 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 Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. You are the Lord Most High. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, King of glory. the Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your kindness. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your goodness, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, unto Jesus be the glory. Great things he has done, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, oh great things he has done. Great the things he will do, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, oh great things he has done. Great the things he will do, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. Amen. You have risen from the dead. You are Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, he is Lord, he is Lord. He is Lord. Amen, for he has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. There is no other name. That wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship, we worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. 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 Oh, Savior, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are Yahweh. Yeah, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Yeah, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. 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 Alpha Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha Omega. All the glory must be to the Lord. For He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. To the Lord, all the glory must be to the Lord. To Jesus. For He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth, no man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. O great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, I is heart provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me. You suffered at the hands of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted. I really want to worship you, my Lord. You are all I have, and I am yours. Forever and ever, I will love you. You are the only one who died for me. You gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. Holy are you, Lord, all creation, all creation, all you, God, what is your name, worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. Awesome God. Awesome God. How great thou art. You are God. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow and worship you. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing. Faithful are you, Lord. In every situation. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are yet to say, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Elohim, you are glorious. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. You are the mighty God, the great I am, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai, Lord, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty God in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, O Lord, El Shaddai. Jesus is the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him. Praise him. Worship the King of glory. Worship the Lord of hosts. Worship the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God. He is self-sufficient. Praise him. He has all that he needs. He doesn't need anyone's help. But all man needs is help. Glorify him. Worship and adore him. He is so faithful. So compassionate. He is so merciful. He is so good. So kind. We praise you, Father. King of the universe, we praise you. Ancient of days, we praise you. Lord of hosts, we praise you. Lord of lords, we praise you. Mighty Savior, mighty Deliverer, mighty Healer, mighty Restorer, we praise and adore you. You reign from everlasting to everlasting. You do miraculous works. You do terrible things in righteousness. You change unchangeable things. You reverse irreversible things. You do impossible things. You control every situation. You control times and seasons. You make light shine in darkness. And darkness cannot praise it or worship him. Worship the Lord, our God, our helper, our Father, our Creator, our Provider. Worship him. He is our strength. He is our righteousness. Worship him. He rules and reigns forever. There is no ending to his reign. He is greater than all, stronger than all, wiser than all, and higher than all. He is too high to come down. He is too strong to be defeated. He is too big to be measured. Praise him. There is no stretching of all that is in him. He is beyond limit. He is beyond measure. Worship him. He speaks and his words come to pass. He conceals secrets and no one can search them out. He reveals secrets to those who fear him. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to read this thanksgiving prayer. You can say, Father, thank you. For making your grace to be sufficient in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for making your grace sufficient in my life. Thank you for making your power to be sufficient in my life. Thank you for making your goodness to be sufficient in my life. In other words, you're saying, Father, thank you for blessing me with enough grace in every day of my life. Thank you for blessing me with enough grace. Enough grace to succeed. Enough grace to live a holy life. Enough grace to do your will, enough grace to please you, enough grace to fight and conquer battles. Say, thank you, Father, for filling up my life with enough grace, with sufficient grace. Thank you for making your grace sufficient for me, even in the midst of my temptations and trials and tribulations and persecutions. Thank you, Father, for making your grace sufficient for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for turning the efforts of my enemies into nothing, into failure. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for turning the efforts of my enemies into failure, into nothing. Thank you, Father. All the efforts of my enemies to hurt me, you have turned into nothing. All the efforts of my enemies to cause evil in my life, you have turned into nothing. Thank you, Father. All the efforts of my enemies to limit my progress, to stop my progress, you have turned into nothing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for shining your light in my life. Your light you have shone in my life. You have exposed darkness and you have eliminated darkness. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for shining your light in my life, to expose darkness and to eliminate darkness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for shining your light upon me, for shining your light within me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for exposing darkness through your light in my life. Thank you for destroying darkness using your light in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the presence of the Lord be real in my life, beyond my physical reality. Place your right hand on your head and begin to say, let the presence of the Lord be real in my life, beyond my physical realities. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the presence of the Lord be real in my body. Let the presence of the Lord be real in my soul. Let the presence of the Lord be real in my spirit, beyond my physical realities. In the name of Jesus, Let me have fellowship with the presence of the Lord in its great realities. Continue to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, from today, I shall begin to have fellowship with the presence of the Lord in its realities. In the name of Jesus. Say, from today, I shall begin to have encounter with the presence of the Lord in a very real manner. In the name of Jesus. In such reality that is beyond my physical reality. Begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I shall begin to experience the Lord. I shall begin to enjoy the Lord's presence in a reality that is beyond my physical reality. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say, from today I shall begin to touch the Lord. Shall begin to touch the presence of the Lord. I shall begin to feel the presence of the Lord. I shall begin to hold the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, you're going to place your right hand on your head and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of the Lord be real in my life beyond the laws of nature. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of the Lord be evident in my life beyond the laws of nature. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the power of the Lord be real in my body beyond the natural laws in my body. Let the power of the Lord be real in my soul, beyond the natural laws in my soul. Let the power of the Lord be real in my spirit. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The power of the Lord is above the laws of nature. The power of the Lord is above the laws in nature. Begin to say, let the power of the Lord become real in my life. Beyond the laws of the universe. Beyond the laws that governs the earth. Let the power of the Lord become real in my life. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Let the power of Jesus become real in my life, such that the laws of nature begin to bow in my life. Let the power of Jesus become real in my life, such that the laws of nature begin to obey my command, begin to obey my control in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The law of gravity. You know the law of gravity. Says whatever goes up must come down. Yeah, but the power of God is greater than the law of gravity. Yeah, there are so many laws in this world that is controlling human beings. They should not control you, because the power of God is inside of you as a Christian. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, the he that is in the world comprises of everything that is in this world, and every spiritual force or physical force that is in this world. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I decree that the power of the Lord shall manifest in my life to subdue every law and power that is controlling this earth, that is controlling mankind on earth. Open your mouth up like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Say, I decree that the power of God shall manifest in my life. Begin to pray like that. Say, I decree that the power of God shall appear in my life, and shall raise me up above all the powers and laws that is controlling this earth, that is controlling mankind, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Begin to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God manifest in me. And let that power begin to subdue every other power and laws that is controlling this earth and mankind for evil. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God arise from within me. And begin to subdue every other power and law that is governing human beings and this earth for evil. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to understand that you cannot live a holy life without the power of God, without the manifestation of the power of God in your life. Yeah, because there is a law in your body that hates God. There is a law in the nature of your body, in your human nature, that hates God and loves sin. That law does not want to please God. So for you to please God, there must be a higher power in you that will subdue that sinful nature, that will subdue the law or the power of that sinful nature in you. And that is how you'll be able to please God. So you're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God manifest in me, bring me above the sinful nature, the law of my sinful nature, the power of my sinful nature. Let the power of God manifest in me and raise me above the law of my sinful nature. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, let the power of God manifest in me, and let that power give me dominion over the power of the sinful nature in me, over the law of sin that is in me, over the force that is pulling me towards sin and unrighteousness. Let the power of God manifest in me and give me dominion over the force of sin, over the law of sin, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. The more powerful you become over sin and over the sinful nature, the more you will be able to please God. The more you'll be able to do the will of God. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Let the power of God manifest in me. And let it give me dominion. Let it raise me above the law of sin that is working in me, the law of my sinful nature. Let the power of God give me dominion over that law, over that force, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, as I said, there are all kinds of laws that are governing the earth and governing these this our human nature. Yeah. And the Lord wants us to rule over these laws as Christians. And that is when you say that you have experienced a miracle. When you begin to act above the laws that is controlling the earth and controlling human beings. That is when you can see that you have experienced miracles. Yeah, for instance, there is a force that is making people to believe in certain ways. Now, there is a force in the world right now that is making people to think in a certain way, talk in a certain way, behave in a certain way. Now, if you are able to subdue that force or that law or that power, that is when you can see that you are walking in miracles or that you are experiencing miracles. Yeah, so to live a pure life at this time is a miracle. To live a holy and righteous life at this time is a miracle. So if you think you have not experienced any miracle in your life, I've just told you one. If you have been able to achieve this, you have been able to subdue the force that is pulling people into sin at this time, then that is a miracle. And if you're able to continue in that, then that is not just a miracle, then that is dominion. Yeah, that is a life of dominion. So I want us to pray. Let's pray once again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release into my life anointing to dominate the laws of darkness and laws of nature or powers of darkness or powers in nature that is controlling the world, controlling the earth for evil at this time. Say, Father, release your anointing upon me to dominate them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Ashati ki haba shenash te degala. De deke tege shunash te dusa. De liam dabal ha shenash te degala. Right now, Father, release the anointing into me. Let the anointing follow me. Anointing to dominate the powers and the laws that are controlling this earth and the people in the earth for evil. Say, Father, release the anointing into me right now. Release the anointing into me right now. Anointing to dominate. Anointing to dominate. To dominate means that you are now above, not temporarily, but permanently. You are now above these forces and powers and laws permanently. That is dominion. Continue to pray. Say, Father, release the anointing upon me right now. Release the anointing to dominate the laws and powers that are controlling the earth for evil. The laws and powers controlling the universe for evil. The laws and powers controlling human beings for evil. Oh Lord, fill me with anointing to dominate them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Oh, we still praying. Do you know that we fall sick because of the law of death that is in nature? That is why we fall sick. We fall sick because there is a law of death in nature. A law of death. And that law is in your body right now as I'm talking to you. That is the law that is making sure that you get hold and that you die eventually. Yeah, that is the law that is ensuring that as years keep passing, you continue to become old and older and older. So that is the law that is ensuring that you become old to the point that you are now old enough to die. Yeah, that is the law of death. Lord is in our body and the Lord is in this earth as well. Now, you can live above that law as a Christian. You can have dominion over that law. Yeah, because the Bible says that if the Spirit that brought Jesus out of the grave dwells inside of us, that Spirit will give life to our mortal bodies. That is, that Spirit will terminate the law of death that is working in our bodies, in our mortal bodies. That Spirit will suspend that law, yeah, you know, for as long as God wills. So you can live a life that don't get sick. Yeah, you can live a life that don't fall sick. Yeah, if God manifests His power in your body that will subdue and dominate the law of death, which is the law of sicknesses and diseases. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, manifest your power in my body to subdue under my feet the law of death, which is the law of sicknesses and diseases. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray, say, Father, manifest your power in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, and subdue the law of death under my feet. Subdue the law of sickness and disease under my feet. Subdue the law of sickness and diseases under my feet. Manifest your power. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. You said, be harsh in our synagogue. Manifest your power. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you need to know that hell is not absence of diseases, and good health is not absence of diseases. Yeah, according to what we were taught in school. Yeah, according to what we were taught in the medical school. Yeah, in fact, we were taught that there are microorganisms everywhere. They are in the air we breathe in. They are in the food we eat. Microorganisms, that is disease-causing organisms. So these organisms, they are everywhere. To say that you want to escape from microorganisms, I'm talking about bacteria, fungi, viruses, yeah, whatever you call them. to say you want to escape from these microorganisms is to leave this earth. As long as you are in this earth, you will continually be exposed to a lot of disease-causing organisms. Yeah, so good health is not absence of diseases. Good health is a state of dominion over disease. Yeah, that is good health. That is, even though the disease is present in your body, it can't do anything. Yeah, because you are in dominion over it. So more like there is a presence in you that is destroying it. As it's coming in, it's being destroyed. As the disease, as you get exposed to the diseases, you keep overcoming them. So there are some microorganisms that they are always in your body. Yeah. They are never out of your body. They are always inside your body. But you are not sick, because the immune system of your body is stronger than them. That is why you are not sick. But they are there inside your body. Yeah. So health is not absence of disease. Health is a state of dominion over diseases, you know, such that even if diseases is in you, you can't even feel it, because you are stronger than it. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You know, some people, they will recommend all sorts of things to boost your immune system. They will recommend that you eat this, you drink this, and it will boost your immune system. Well, there's nothing bad with that. But the best booster, the best or the greatest booster of your immune system is the power of the Holy Spirit, which is the power of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, establish in my body system your power that is able to keep me in dominion over all forms of sicknesses and diseases. You can say, Father, establish in my body system your power that is able to keep me in dominion over all forms of sicknesses and diseases. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Establish in me, Holy Spirit, establish in me the power of God that is able to keep me in dominion over all viruses, over all bacteria, over all forms of diseases, over all parasites, over all disease-causing organisms. Holy Spirit, establish in me the power of God that is able to give me dominion over all forms of sicknesses and diseases whatsoever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. establishing me right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some many years ago, there was a disease outbreak in Botswana. Yeah, and the outbreak was killing thousands of people. A lot of people were dying. But there was this man of God called John G. Lake. He was empowered by the Holy Spirit. And then he went to the scientists that were analyzing the disease and looking for a solution. He went to them and then he said, put some of the viruses in my hand. They told him that this thing is killing people. He said, yes, I know it's killing people. Yeah, but he said, put some of those viruses in my hands. And they put it in his hand. And then he said, check it with your microscope. What is happening to the viruses right now? And then when they checked, they realized that as the viruses touched his hand, they died immediately. Yeah, as those disease-causing organisms were landing on the palm of his hand, he was dying. It was as if there was a fire that was burning them up. Yeah, so he did that to show them that the power of Jesus is greater than viruses or diseases, whether the ones that are currently known or maybe a new strain of one virus that is coming somewhere or coming at a time, yeah, or coming from somewhere. Yeah, the power of Jesus is greater than them all. Yeah. And you can have that power. You can have that power. So I want you to pray again. You see, terrible things will happen in these last days. And one of them is epidemics, or whatever they call it, or disease outbreaks. Yeah. In all manner of sicknesses. That is why it is essential, very crucial, it is very important that you have this power. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me so much that whenever any disease touched my body, they die immediately. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me so much that whenever any disease touched my body, they die immediately. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I believe you're praying. I have seen these things happen practically many times. Yeah, many times. It can happen to you. It can happen to you. If it can happen to me, it can happen to you. pray, where you begin to say, Holy Spirit, empower me so much that whenever diseases touch my body, they die immediately. Empower me now, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. I believe you're praying. If this power begin to walk in your life, you will enjoy good health. And you will be able to help others get healed. Pray. Continue to pray. Say, Holy Spirit, empower me so much that whenever any disease touches my body, they die immediately. In the name of Jesus, fill me with power to the point that any exposure I have to diseases will lead to the death of the disease or diseases. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Now, you also need to know that some of the laws in nature are forces from God Himself. Like, you know, we've talked about the law of death that is working in our bodies that makes sure that we get old and die. You know, that is a curse from the Garden of Eden. Yeah, God cursed the man. He said, you came out of the dust and you shall return to the dust. Yeah, so there are other curses from God that created these laws that is governing the universe, that is governing governing the earth, governing mankind. Now, another law that came as a result of curse from God is you having to labor so hard before you heat. Yeah, you having to labor so hard, and in fact sometimes we labor and still have nothing to eat, or we labor so hard and only have little to eat. Yeah, so it's a law in nature, yeah, that mankind will labor so hard. Yeah, God cursed the man. He said, it is from the sweat on your face that you will heat. So you have to till the ground to heat, to survive. That is a curse. And that is one of the laws that is governing the universe. And that is why majority of human beings are slaves to money. Yeah, because they have to work hard to earn money. Yeah, and because of that, they love the money so much. You know, because of that, the money enslaved them. Yeah, because they are now living to make money. They now love the money more than God. And some have made the money their God. So this curse brought us into slavery to money. Yeah, because we have to work so hard to earn money. So in so doing, the system of this world decided to enslave the whole world. Yeah, look that. So there is a system in this world that is taking advantage of the curse that God placed on Adam, that he has to labor hard before he can eat. So there is a system in this world that is taking advantage of that. And the system wants you to starve money. Yeah, and a lot of people are starving money. Yeah, they have become slaves to money. Yeah, because everybody now believe that they can't spend money except they work for money. Yeah. So now we work for money. So it's more like money is sitting down and money is telling us, you have to work. You got to work before you can have me. Yeah. Can you see that picture? It's more like money is sitting, yeah, on a throne, and money is saying, you have to work hard to have me. Yeah, and a lot of people are slaves to money, including Christians. So you are going to pray. That is a curse. Yeah. I'm not saying you should be lazy. Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. You can work for God's kingdom and not for money. Yeah, money should not, how do I say it now? Money does not deserve the strength we are giving to it. I'm telling you the truth. Money doesn't deserve the strength we are giving to it. It's a curse that we have to work so hard to earn money. Is not a blessing, and is not normal in the kingdom of God. Yeah, you can be very active and very hardworking for God, and that is good for God's purpose. That is good to work hard to fulfill God's purpose, but to work hard to earn money is a curse. I know some of you here might not want to accept that. Yeah, but go and read your Bible very well. Yeah, especially some of you that are working, maybe you're working for an employer, or you're working in a company. You may not want to accept what I'm saying, but the earlier you accept, the better for you. Because we want to pray that God will deliver you from that curse. That God would destroy that law of slavery in your life. So you are going to pray. You need to pray like this. You need to say, Father, manifest your power in my life that is able to subdue the law of leave me. Under my feet. You're going to say, Father, manifest your power in my life that is able to stop you, the law of slavery under my feet, the law of slavery that is in this earth, that is in human nature. Say, Father, manifest your power in me that is able to subdue that law under my feet. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. When God says that it is from your sweat you will eat, that is a law of slavery. That is a law of slavery. Slavery to food. Slavery to money. Begin to say, Father, manifest your power. Manifest your power. Manifest your power in my life. Manifest your power in my life. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Say, Father, manifest your power in my life that is able to subdue the law of slavery that started from the Garden of Eden. When Adam fell, oh Lord, manifest your power in my life that is able to subdue that law under my feet forever. In the name of Jesus, manifest your power. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. If you read the book of Matthew chapter 6, you're going to understand this thing I'm talking about very well. So you take time to study Matthew chapter 6. Yeah, you're going to understand this thing I'm talking about very well. Yeah. In fact, Jesus was saying in that passage that don't we consider the birds in the sky, how they are not under this law of slavery. Yeah, the birds in the sky, they do not plant, they do not harvest, but they always have food to eat. Why? Because they were not cursed by God. It was Adam that was cursed. It was man that was cursed. So because those ones were not under the curse, so they don't need to work for what they will eat. Yeah. Yeah. And Jesus was telling them that if you can have faith, you can be delivered from this law of slavery. Jesus was telling the people, go and read Matthew chapter 6. He was telling them that if you can have faith, you can be delivered from this law of slavery. Just as the birds does not labor for food and they always have food to eat. Why was Jesus saying that? Jesus was showing them that he is the second Adam. And he has come to destroy the curse that man got from Eden. Yeah, because he is the second Adam. And he has come to destroy that curse. And he has destroyed the cause on the cross. He destroyed that cause on the cross of Calvary. Then why are you still a slave? Why do you still have to work hard to earn if the curse has been destroyed? I want you to pray. Yeah, once again, I'm not supporting laziness, but I'm trying to show you that you can walk with God in this earth and live in abundance without having to starve money, without having to work for money. You can live a Christian life where you are not having money, you are not working for money, and you are living in abundance. And the only work you will be doing is to work to fulfill God's purpose. Yeah, that's the only work you'll be doing, and you will live in abundance. Such life is possible right here on earth. So that is what I'm showing you right now. So I want you to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, flow upon my life and destroy the curse of slavery that I inherited from Adam. You mean to say, Blood of Jesus, flow upon my life and destroy the curse of slavery, the curse of lack, the curse of poverty that I inherited from Adam. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Money does not deserve to be served. Only God deserves to be served. Money does not deserve to be labored for. Only God deserves to be labored for. Three. It's a curse to have money, to work for money. It's a curse. Whether you believe or not, but I hope that you believe. Begin to say, Lord of Jesus, blow upon me and destroy the curse of slavery I inherited from Adam. Destroy it now, for I am no longer connected to the first Adam. I am now connected with the second Adam, which is Jesus Christ. I am no longer under the curse of Adam. I am now under the blessing of Jesus Christ. Therefore, blood of Jesus, take away the curse from my life. Completely right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I refuse to be a slave to the financial system of this world. I refuse to be a slave to money. I refuse to be a slave to bread, to food. I refuse to walk before I eat. I choose only to serve God. I refuse to serve money. I refuse to serve money. I choose to serve God only. I choose to serve God's purpose only. I refuse to serve money. It is money that will serve me. It is money that will serve me. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, blood of Jesus, destroy that curse right now. The curse of slavery that was passed on from Adam into my life. Blood of Jesus, destroy the curse right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, if you look at the financial system of this world, you will see that it's all about debt. It's all about debt. Yeah, to show you that it's all about slavery. Yeah, for instance, my country, my own country, has taken a lot of loans from different other countries. And those other countries too, they are living on loans. So it's more like loans upon loans upon loans. So it's all about debt. So they just want to enslave you. Yeah, the financial system of the world is a slavery system. Yeah, and even the labor system is so full of slavery. Now, they tell you, you have to work from these hours to these hours, and this is the amount we are giving you. Yeah, and then you begin to plan your life on that amount. Yeah, every time you want to do anything with money, you have to, you have to look for the amount you're receiving, maybe as a salary. Yeah, so even the labor system is a slavery system. Yeah, so they want you confined, to that payment system. Such that you cannot think outside the box. All your thought is, by the end of the month, I'm making so amount. By the end of the year, I'm making this amount. And all your plans, all your life, you just believe that, you can't do beyond the amount. You can't achieve any greater thing beyond the amount they are paying you as salary. Yeah. So it's a slavery system. Yeah. And then you want to give to God. It becomes hard because you are now calculating this is the amount I'm receiving. If I give this, how am I going to survive? Yeah, and then you want to work for God, it becomes difficult. Now, because you feel like if I skip my job, I'm going to get fired. Yeah, so it's all slavery system. Now, I'm not saying that you should stop working. I'm just showing you that there is a better life in Christ if you're willing to receive it. No faith. Yeah. And I'm also showing you that don't allow that system to limit your life and destiny. Don't allow the system, the slavery system of this world, which is the financial system of this world. Don't allow them to limit your destiny. Don't allow them to limit your calling. Don't allow them to limit your faith and trust in God. That's what I'm telling you. So I'm not saying go and quit your job, but you need to know what you are into. Yeah, you need to know what you are into. That is why I'm saying all this. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me faith that is able to give me prosperity that is beyond the financial system of the world. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me to have faith that is able to give me abundance, that prosperity that is beyond the financial system, the payment system of this world. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, teach me that faith. Jesus was teaching them that faith in Matthew chapter 6. So Holy Spirit, teach me that faith. The type of faith that is able to give me prosperity and abundance that is beyond the financial system of the world. That is beyond the economy structure of the world. Holy Spirit, teach me that thing. Teach me that thing. In the name of Jesus. You must be able to prosper beyond whatever income you are getting. As a Christian, you must be able to prosper beyond whatever salary you are receiving. If you have not yet been able to prosper like that, it means the law of slavery is still at work in your life. Continue to pray. The Holy Spirit establish in my heart great faith that is able to give me prosperity and abundance that is beyond the payment system of the world. Prosperity and abundance that is beyond the financial system of this world. Give me the thing. Some of you still live on loans. You still live on debt. You still borrow money. That is slavery. That is slavery. You have to stop. If you are going to be free, you have to stop. If you are going to be free from the financial system of this world, from that control, you have to stop. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. We are still praying. Yeah, don't forget, we are looking at the law of slavery that is in nature. That is in nature of every human being. And also in the nature of this earth. Yeah. As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all that the people of the world are working hard to get shall be added to you in heaven." That was what Jesus said. But it seems as if many believers don't believe what Jesus said. Yeah. It seems as if many of us are still doubting. We are still doubting what Jesus said. Can Jesus lie? Yeah, can he lie when he says seek ye first? Or is it a lie when he says seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? And all these things that the people of the world have to work hard to get shall come to you easily. Is that not what Jesus said? Will Jesus tell lies? Can we say he's a liar? Of course not. Then what is wrong with us? Why are you following the system of this world that says you have to work hard to get food, to get money? Yeah. Why are you running after the things of this world when Jesus said they would run after us, only that we should seek first his kingdom? Why are you seeking those things first? You are going to pray. Jesus already gave us the way of escape from this slavery, but we keep ignoring it. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to speak fresh the kingdom of God and his righteousness, so that I can be free from the law of slavery that is prevailing in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to seek first the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, his righteousness, so that I can be free from the law of slavery that is ruling this world, that is ruling this earth. Holy Spirit, help me. I believe you're praying. So Holy Spirit, help me. So Holy Spirit, help me. It is so sweet when money is the one running after you. It's so sweet that when you are the one running after it, yeah, it's so comforting. Yeah, so good. If you have ever tasted that, it's so good, it's so so nice. When money is the one running after you and not you running after it, it's so powerful. Why don't you desire such a life? The Father, help me to seek first the kingdom of heaven and God's righteousness, so that I can be free from the law of slavery that is ruling the universe, that is ruling this world, that is ruling this earth. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, when the Bible says seek ye first, what does it mean? It means that once you have placed the kingdom of heaven first in your life, once you have placed seeking the kingdom of heaven first, seeking God's righteousness first, the other things must bow to that. Yeah, that's what it means. It means the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God becomes it means that the kingdom of God and God's righteousness is highly exalted in your life, such that every other thing you do are in agreement, in the sense that they are to serve God's kingdom. That is, everything you do with your life, they are to serve God's kingdom and to serve God's righteousness. Yeah. So that they are to surrender to God's kingdom and to God's righteousness. That's what it means to seek God's kingdom first. Yeah, so which means any other thing you do, let's say for instance you go to the university to study, it must be because of God's kingdom. You open a business, it must be because of God's kingdom and God's righteousness. Yeah, that's what it means to seek first that the kingdom of God. So it means the kingdom of God takes the lead. The righteousness of God takes the lead in everything you do. So every other thing else must serve God's kingdom, must serve and God's righteousness. That is how to destroy this curse of slavery. There is a nature. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to exalt God's kingdom and God's righteousness above every other thing in my life. Help me to serve God's kingdom and God's righteousness with every other thing in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. I'm showing you practical ways to destroy the curse of slavery that is a nature in your life. There is no other way. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to exalt your kingdom and your righteousness above everything in my life, above everything I do, above everything in my life. Help me to serve your kingdom. Help me to serve your righteousness with everything that I have, with everything in my life, not with some of the things in my life, but with everything in my life. Oh Lord, help me to serve your kingdom. Help me to serve your righteousness with everything in my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We are going to pray 5 more prayer points. Yeah, but Jesus said, all the things that the people of the world are running after and laboring so hard to get shall be easily added to our lives as we focus on seeking God's kingdom. Now, what does it mean to seek God's kingdom? What does it mean to seek God's kingdom? It's simple. It's more like you are drawing to seek God's kingdom. Is like you are drawing His kingdom downward into this earth. More like you are pulling down His kingdom. Yeah. You know, more like you want the kingdom of this world to be transformed into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it means to speak God's kingdom. It's more like something is at your reach, and then you are pulling it towards you. Yeah, that is what it means to seek God's kingdom. Yeah, you are drawing it down that it will prevail here on earth. Yeah, because Jesus knows that it is the kingdom of darkness that is controlling many places in this world. So that was why he said we should seek God's kingdom, because he wants God's kingdom to take over the world, even as it has already taken over the world. Yeah, but he wants God's kingdom to physically take over the world. And that is why he wants us to seek His kingdom. He wants you to seek His kingdom. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, give me a work to do for your kingdom here on earth. Give me more work to do. Maybe you're already doing some assignments for God. You need to ask for more, because the more assignments we do for Him, the more His kingdom gets closer and closer to this end. Begin to say, Father, give me work to do for your kingdom here on earth. Open your mouth up and begin to pray like that. Father, give me work to do. Give me assignments to do for your kingdom here on earth, so that your kingdom can take over the earth. Give me work to do for your kingdom. Give me work to do for your kingdom. Give me work to do for your kingdom, so that your kingdom can take over the earth. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying. Say, Father, give me more assignments to do for your kingdom here on earth, so that your kingdom can conquer many places, many countries, many grounds, many souls at this time. Give me businesses to do for your kingdom at this time. Give me jobs to do for your kingdom at this time, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Four more prayer points. Now, another implication of the word first in that verse in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, the word first then, when Jesus said, seek ye first, another thing that it implies, is the fact that they can be second, they can be third, first, fifth, sixth, So which means that there is a way you can use whatever you are doing for a living, even if that thing doesn't look like a spiritual assignment or a spiritual exercise, there is a way you can use it to seek the kingdom of God. So there is a way you can use your skills, your talents, your business, your job to draw down the kingdom of God, to make the kingdom of God prevail in the earth. Just like I said, that the word seek there is more than searching. When Jesus said seek ye first, the word seek there is more than searching for something. It has more to do with force. Like enforcement. It has more to do with enforcement. More like we should enforce the kingdom of heaven upon this earth to prevail on this earth. That is what the word seek in that verse implies. So you can use the job you are doing, you can use it to enforce God's kingdom to prevail on this earth. And even in that your place of work, you can see it as an opportunity to enforce God's kingdom right there. You can use the money you are making from your business to enforce God's kingdom upon the earth. To make sure that God's kingdom capture many, many souls and conquer many nations. So you're going to pray. until you begin to do this, you might not actually be free from the curse of slavery that Adam inherited. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me how to use my skills, my talent, my income, my business to enforce your kingdom upon this earth. Yeah, so it's more like Jesus is saying we should enforce his kingdom upon the earth and enforce God's righteousness upon the earth, because he knows that the kingdom of darkness is already doing their own enforcement and they are succeeding. And he knows that sin is also prevailing in the head. Yeah, that's why he said, teach you first. Use your money to enforce God's kingdom to prevail on this earth. Use everything you know, every skill you have to enforce God's righteousness on this earth. So you're going to say, Father, teach me how to enforce your kingdom upon the earth through my skills, talent, a profession, occupation, business, income. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. When you do this, then the kingdom of heaven will not allow that curse that was placed on Adam to walk in your life. Then the kingdom of heaven would destroy the curse of slavery from taking over your life. Continue to pray. Say, Father, teach me how to use my talent, my skills, my profession, my occupation, my business, my income, my possessions, my money. Teach me how to use all these things to serve your kingdom in the earth, to enforce your kingdom upon the earth, to enforce your righteousness upon the earth. Teach me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You are going to pray. The Lord wants us to depend on his kingdom for provisions at all times, at all times. Yeah, because in so doing, we are enforcing the economy of heaven over this earth. Yeah, for every time you depend on God for provisions and not depend on your strength or depend on man or anyone on earth, Yeah, the more you trust in God for your provisions and not in man and not in the system of this world, the more you are enforcing the economy of heaven upon the earth. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You must not trust in any other thing else for provisions or in anyone else. You must trust in God, in God's kingdom. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Lord Jesus, help me to trust and depend on your kingdom for provisions, for my needs. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Lord Jesus, help me, even in the midst of my scarcity and hunger, help me to depend on your kingdom for my provisions, and not on the financial system of this world. Help me to depend on your kingdom for my provisions, and not on money, and not on the money that I have, but on your kingdom, and not on the money that I gain, but on your kingdom. Help me to depend on your kingdom for my needs, for my provisions. Continue to pray like that. The more you depend on God's kingdom for your provisions, the more you are free from the curse of slavery that was placed on Adam. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, Father, help me to depend on your kingdom for my provisions, for my name. God made sure that the Israelites suffer because he wanted them to learn to depend on his kingdom, to depend on him for supplies. Must you have to suffer before you learn this? Why not start to learn it right now? Ask God to help you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Oh, we have two more prayer points. You'll be to pray like this. You'll be to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, and destroy every presence and oppression of darkness in my life that is enforcing the law of slavery over my life. The fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Demons can also enforce this law of slavery. And you have to pray and destroy them and their operations. Pray, the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy every presence and oppression of darkness in my life that is enforcing the law of slavery, the law of poverty, the law of scarcity, the law of lack upon my life. I allow the Holy Ghost to destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Every witchcraft that is enforcing the law of slavery upon my life. Every witchcraft enforcing the law of scarcity, the law of poverty, the law of lack upon my life. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, take over my mind. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, take over my mind and lead me through the path of prosperity and abundance. So Holy Spirit, take over my mind, take over my thoughts, and control me to go through the path of prosperity and abundance. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. A lot of Christians are poor because of their mindset, because of wrong mindset, worldly mindset, demonic mindset. So the Holy Ghost must take over your mind, or you might not be free from that curse of slavery. The Holy Spirit, take over my mind and control me to walk through the path of abundance and prosperity. There is a path of abundance and prosperity. And those that walk in that path, they always prosper. There is a lifestyle in that path. And those that walk in that path, they live such lifestyle. So Holy Spirit, take over my mind. Take over my mind. Take over my mind. Destroy every slavery mindset in my head. Destroy every poverty mindset, scarcity mindset. That is mindset that leads to scarcity, mindset that leads to poverty. Holy Spirit, destroy those mindsets right now. In the name of Jesus, take over my mind and begin to lead me to walk through the path of abundance and prosperity. in the name of Jesus. Control me to go through the path of abundance and prosperity in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here and raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this power you have given to us to spend with you in your presence. Thank you for your power that is above the laws and powers controlling this earth and mankind. And thank you because you have established this power in us, your children. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for giving us such a power that is above all the demons and forces of darkness and princes of darkness and rulers of darkness that are controlling the earth and every man and every human on earth. Thank you for giving us such power through Jesus Christ. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for giving us such power that is above the law of sin in our human nature. Thank you, Father, for giving us such power that is above the law of death, which is the law of sicknesses and diseases and weaknesses that is in our human nature. Thank you, Lord, for giving us such power. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I ask that as you have revealed this power in my life, and I've continually do so, Father, reveal it also in the lives of everyone here. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, as you have enthroned your power in my life, such that I reign in dominion, I rule in dominion over the laws and powers that are governing this earth. Father, I want you to do the same in the lives of everyone here. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that from today you shall begin to experience the reality of the kingdom dominion in your life. I repeat, from this day onwards, you shall begin to experience what it means to walk daily, to live daily in the dominion of God's kingdom on this earth. In the name of Jesus, I pray that everything that Jesus has conquered shall no longer be able to conquer you in the name of Jesus. everything that Jesus has dominion upon shall no longer be able to rule over you. You shall also have dominion upon those things in the name of Jesus. I decree that the curse of slavery is broken in your life right now by the power in the blood of Jesus. The curse of slavery is broken in your life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray for you that you shall find the divine purpose to live for on earth in Jesus' name. You shall not live for money. You shall no longer live for money. You shall live for God's purpose. You shall no longer live to make money. You shall live wholly to fulfill God's purpose. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' unfailing name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.